When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Here we go. It's Hour 4, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're 20 minutes from what you're drinking and what you're thinking here on a Football Friday. Cowboys getting set to host the Eagles, man. And here's number one Cowboys fan, Zach Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. It is the 5 o'clock Football Hour presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-Dubs is football. And shout out to everybody who came out to B-Dubs in Fort Worth today. Sounded like a hell of a crowd there.
Was that on time today? You got
it's
that
on
one?
Time. It's on time. Got that one done.
Congratulations.
Took a load off.
Thank you very much. Big time load off is what they did at KMC today, too. It was awesome. Mike was on one with the brass monkey. All right, we start off with the big headline. We had Stephen Jones on in the 3 o'clock hour. You can hit that Odyssey Rewind. Check that out. Lucius also does a badass job cleaning up all of our mistakes in post and then pumping out the podcasts. But we asked Stephen, hey, what about Dak? Is it trending towards IR? He said, I think it's probably no way. He can be back in the four-week time frame, so we'll put him over there, and we'll have that roster spot to use in terms of the next 4 weeks go from there. Obviously, tough, tough situation, but Steven added, I don't think anyone knows whether it's going to be 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or the season. We'll just have to continue to monitor that, see where it takes us. Jerry on with the midday show, the KNC Masterpiece, said that I know Dak wants to try and avoid surgery if he can, but certainly an unknown timeline, and maybe as early as tomorrow morning we find out, boom, Dak's been placed on injured reserve, and he'll be out at least a month. We'll have to monitor that moving forward. Now, Nick Sirianni,
He's on the TV right now.
Okay, so we're about to play this cut that they're playing on ESPN. This was a very weird exchange. Jalen Hurts is full go. Everybody, basically, on the Eagles injury report that came out today was ready to go. But when it came to, like, possibly an ankle injury, did Nick Sirianni say something he shouldn't have said? And is the NFL going to have to maybe put a fine out for the Eagles? Here was the exchange in Filthy.
We haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that? On Wednesday?
Yeah, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with the ankle, and, just making sure we're precautious with everything.
He wasn't on the ankle.
I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts. It was an ankle?
What's that?
It was the rest.
That was the rest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
I thought you were talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
No, rest.
Yeah, because Jalen Hurts was on the injury report, but it was NIR rest. He was limited on Wednesday, which is what they're asking about. And was a full participant the last 2 days. But Nick Sirianni just told us about an ankle. Did he kind of spill the beans on something maybe they didn't want us to know about?
Yeah, I think this is weird. I asked Stephen Jones about it. I know games are played with that injury report from time to time, and the league, along with its Vegas and sports gambling partners, want transparency there. So I don't know if this impacts the competitiveness of the game in any way. From what you can tell on film, Jalen Hurts is not hurt at all. Yeah. So I would think this is a nothing burger, but I think Sirianni might be a little bit of trouble for this. And if I'm Jeff Lurie right now, I'm like, man, let's get it together. You're the head coach getting ready for a presser. Let's get you with our training staff and our media relations and make sure we have everything buttoned up.
It kind of reminds me of the post-game exchange, like Jordan Mason, when he made his first start and he had an awesome game. And then they asked, well, when did you know that you were going to be starting? And he said like Thursday or whenever it was, but they didn't know that McCaffrey was going to for sure be out. and they didn't rule it until like day of the game. And then afterwards, Kyle Shanahan's like, no, Jordan misspoke. That wasn't true. And then Jordan Mason clearly was upset talking to the media afterwards. I think Nick Sirianni had a brain fart moment and told us that Hurts is at least dealing with some sort of ankle, and that's why they didn't have him practice on Wednesday.
Yeah, if you look, though, in the metrics of Hurts, I mean, you talk about quarterbacks in the league. He's in that category. He's like the fifth most when it comes to throwing on the run. So, you know, that's something that he's been pretty proficient at. And so if all of a sudden he's got some ankle issues, and can Dallas put enough pressure on him? Can Dallas make him have to move around in the pocket? We've talked about the matchup of the left tackle and, you know, and what's going on with Micah Parsons, but can Mike Zimmer dial something up if in fact this guy is hurt or is banged up a little bit and take advantage of it? But yeah, the metrics will tell you this guy likes to throw on the run, and if he can't run, then maybe that'll affect him in the way that they play the game.
Jory Epstein, who does an excellent job with Yahoo, used to cover the Cowboys locally, still does, and certainly is a great source of information, especially when it comes to Dak Prescott. We've talked about that a lot. But she was doing a podcast with Yahoo Sports, reacted to the Cowboys trade, and I think Jory's breakdown here is very interesting on why the Cowboys make decisions.
There are four reasons the Cowboys could have made a move. The first, to try and make it to the playoffs in 2024. It's not happening. They were already not really happening. And then they lost Dak. It's not happening. The second, to try and have better talent in 2025 and beyond. The likelihood of Mike McCarthy being the coach next year is very slim when you think of all of the things he needed to do and everything that's happened. They don't align. So why are you adding talent when you don't know who your coaches are going to be and you don't know what your scheme is going to be? Let your next coach use a fourth rounder to pick your talent. When, by the way, the Cowboys have had immense success in the fourth round since 2016. Dak Prescott, Dalton Schultz, Jake Ferguson, Tyler Biadasz, Tony Pollard, Dorrance Armstrong. I mean, six of their 12 picks since then are starting for four teams across the league. And of the six that didn't, five of them were on IR. So the guys who stayed healthy largely went on to make it. The third reason you make a move is because you got a great deal for it. Well, they didn't. They gave up a fourth-round pick for Jonathan Mingo. And the final reason is because you want to keep fans engaged and sell hope. And I think that is a bad reason to make a trade and a very big factor in it.
Look at Jory dominating. I love this high energy Jory.
It was a badass breakdown there.
Yeah, and she's bringing it and maybe taking the gloves off a little bit and exposing maybe the true motive. I it's crazy to me. That whole storyline is interesting, but I know it's real. You know, I've heard GMs talking about it. Sometimes we'll spend 30 or 40 million bucks in an offseason just to sell season tickets, get fans engaged, help them believe. You know, I've heard you know, football teams say, as long as you have a franchise quarterback, that's all you need, because that's all fans will, you know, make their decisions on how much they believe in you and how much they want to watch the game on. Do you have a good quarterback? You know, that is often enough. But, you know, I just struggle to believe that a trade for Jonathan Mingo is enough. You know, Jerry knows exactly how far he has to go in order to get fans engaged and create a legitimate story, Brian.
Well, I asked Stephen Jones a question, and it was a terrible question to him because he's not going to give you the right answer.
Uh-huh.
But is this an indictment on the Cowboys wide receivers, the young wide receivers, that going out and making a move like this, is it an indictment on Brooks and Tolbert and
Flanoy.
The young guys?
I think so. Yes, absolutely it is, because those players aren't good enough, right? And that's what created the opportunity.
Yeah. See, now, you know, if you came out and you told me, hey, we need to get better at wide receiver. They're playing a lot of young guys. I mean, but if you come out and you say, you know, we need to get better. But he kind of sold it as guys that probably aren't going to be here next year. He sold it as Cooks
is a free agent.
Yeah, Cooks is a free agent.
And you're going to need a wide receiver, too. And they probably don't think any of those guys can step up and be a wide receiver, too.
Steven said 2 hours ago they did it because they felt like the draft depth isn't going to be good enough. They get a better player in the second round with this fourth round pick than they will be able to in the draft.
Every year, Zach and I look at over 200 players, and I guarantee you 40 of them are wide receivers.
Yeah.
It's more and more every year.
Every year. Every year, you know, and you have a hard time. Like, I can't even get Puka Nacua on my board.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
especially a player like Mingo, who's going to be released, you know?
Yeah. You could trade the word out of Carolina, right? Like, he was a guy that probably was going to be cut.
Yeah. You know, you could make another run of him in the offseason if you wanted. I think Jory definitely has a point. It's the only thing that really makes sense. to grab the media.
Well, Jerry told you after the game on Sunday, he goes, he was looking at a trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have more interest in making a trade now than I did 3 hours ago.
Yeah, he had to deliver. I mean, we've seen that Jerry Jones has made a lot of statements here lately.
And he said this morning, Mingo's going to be out there very soon.
Yeah.
And he expects him to produce. He's excited about it. So rubber's going to hit the road. If he's terrible, they'll get laughed at again.
Yeah, if he's bad, it's not going to look good at all. And from the 469, like, do we get compensation for losing all of those players? Yes. They will get back what is projected to be fifth-round picks, probably three-fifths and a sixth.
Yeah.
No fourth-rounders, most likely. And I did ask that to Steven as well, and he said, yeah, the projections for them, they're kind of seeing the same thing. But, I mean, that is a deal. And Brian, I think what you said earlier was spot on. Like, okay, if you want to recoup that four, you're probably now going to have to give up, what, two or three of those picks. Yeah, and those are other players that you also could have
exactly
had.
Right. For a team that drafts and develops, that it just, I have a hard time if Mingo doesn't work out. And, you know, what'll happen is there's two things here. Mingo is going to get an opportunity. If Mingo doesn't play well, he'll still be on the team because it's young, cheap talent. The thing that always worries me now is, will Mingo be on the team and keep you from drafting a wide receiver? You know, another wide receiver. You know, well, like the same thing that happened with Zeke. Same thing that happened with Rico Dowdle. You know, all of a sudden, you know, if you didn't have a back, you probably would have drafted one.
Yeah.
But they're looking at it like Zeke and all that. But now, to me, this is that's the thing that I kind of worry about the most. But this is the fact that the season is going south the way it is. I covet picks. I love picks. But, man, that fourth-round pick is going to start my day, likely.
Right.
And like, you, I appreciate you, you know, giving me thanks for that. Or I just feel like if you have to give up two more of those picks to get back in the round and not even get to the spot where you were originally picking, that just seems really hard for me right now.
Now you're catching up on a pick that you could have already had.
So now you've used three picks.
Yeah.
You know, of a team that needs to...
Especially if the player doesn't end up hitting on here that you've traded.
Again, for all the personnel and football reasons, it doesn't make sense, but you send it through the filter of, we have to farm engagement every week around this football team. Maybe the fourth round pick is worth that.
It looks
Jerry
more
providing
more.
The distraction instead of the monotony of realizing this season is going downhill. We have these things to debate, like how mean he was to Sean and RJ.
Yeah.
You know, all those things are talking points for an entire week on television. Thousands of broadcast hours.
Yeah, it's very, very frustrating. It is. Now, this was one where I saw...
And what Jerry will say to the people in the building if they voice frustration is, this is what I have to do to help create this empire. So we all benefit of all the money that's coming in. Everybody has all these business opportunities around the Cowboys. You know, Scott Van Pelt has this viral video out now about how he's been at ESPN for 25 years and it's the same script every year. And I think, you know, if you voice displeasure about the way that they go about team building and trying to farm engagement, I think Jerry will very solidly answer, you know, hey, this is what we have to do. This is how we remain the most wealthy team in all of the world, even though we haven't won a championship in 3 decades. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there.
I mean, that's
what's in my head. Like, how do you go along with this if you're inside? And the reason is... It's because that kind of makes sense. Like, hot damn it, you know, Jerry's right. You know, he has figured out this formula, and all I have to do is kind of go along with it, and I can work here for a long, long time. And everybody wants to work for the Cowboys, even though they're mediocre.
Yeah. It's for, and hey, I mean, you've said it many times.
I mean, Brian couldn't stand it. Brian couldn't stand the BS when he was there. He had to tell people about it. That's why they fired him.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Well, and when you were there, when Bill Parcells was brought in, why was Bill brought in? Need a new stadium, right?
Yeah. You couldn't run like Butch Davis out there, or, you know, we were coming off Dave Campo or Dave Wanstead or one of those guys. You had to legitimately pry and drive some interest back in this team after three straight seasons of being 5-11. And, you know, I wear that.
It's frustrating. I
mean, very frustrating. Yeah,
it is. It's very, very frustrating. All right. Midseason awards, as I don't even know when the midseason mark is. It used to be very easy when you had 16 games. Now there's 17.
We're in week 10, right? I would say
halftime of your ninth game.
So like, yeah, so like last week and this week, I've seen midseason stuff like grades and awards. So, I mean, if you're looking at, hey, who's going to get the midseason awards this year? I know the Ringer's posted some. ESPN's posted their own. MVP at midseason, they've got their finalists is Josh Allen, Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson. They do rank Jackson number one. I don't think that would change after last night's game when, holy moly, the fourth quarter for him was absolutely brilliant for Lamar Jackson. Mina Kimes put out just on third down last night, 10 of 11, 162 yards, three touchdowns. His completion percentage over expected was at 23%. Passer rating 158.3, damn near perfect. Lamar was humming. We talked about this during Crosstalk with KMC. I just wonder with Lamar, like, what else can he do to warrant back-to-back MVPs? I kind of think votes are just going to go to other people because they've given him two MVPs recently already. They might want to get somebody else in the mix. I do think Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen, very, very deserving. I wonder Patrick Mahomes, if they go undefeated, then yeah, but the stats aren't there.
But do you really think they're deserving? Okay, here's how we should look at the MVP. If there is a draft with every player in the league, no matter what sport it is, who's going number one? Nobody in their right mind would take anybody but Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Nobody would take anybody but Ohtani.
Yeah.
Those are your MVPs. You know, in basketball, maybe this is up for debate a little bit. You know?
Sure.
There's maybe four or five guys you could go with. But I just think we're playing games with this MVP stuff because the media gets bored with who the best player is.
I mean, that's not what they're going to do. I mean, and a lot of it is statistics, right? And Mahomes' stats are down compared to other years. But if they go undefeated, I don't really know how you couldn't give that to him. That would be a historic run. Now, hey, some people think they might lose this week to Denver. Maybe that happens. We don't have to have that conversation. But if they keep winning games, you're going to have to get this. I do think Jaden Daniels, what they've done completely turning around an organization, is deserving. They're at 7-2 in first place
of an MVP?
East. Yes, absolutely. Jaden Daniels has completely flipped the entire culture and everything
they might
to
win
do with
13
that organization.
Games. They might win 13 games.
And they're
games,
not doing that without him. I mean, they finally have a quarterback now. Everything's looking
great.
You
think this rookie's better than Patrick Mahomes?
No, not at all. But that's not how they vote for MVP.
Well, they should change it. We know how valuable stats are. We're Cowboys followers.
Yeah, that's true.
Stats aren't worth crap.
Well, and Dak was runner-up for MVP last year, which proves the point, right? I mean, that's not how they do this when it comes to most valuable player. I get the point that you're trying to make.
Mahomes, I think I've made it quite well.
Mahomes could be doing it every year, but I think Jaden Daniels is going to be in the conversation there. And then Josh Allen, for what they've lost, the fact that they're still really good, they're going to give Josh Allen praise for that.
Do you think there would be, and you're going to say, oh, no way, this is crazy, you wouldn't do that. Do you think there's some football people that would take Daniels today over Mahomes because of his age, because of Mahomes' age?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the thought that
Daniels could become Mahomes, but he's 20.
Yeah, but he's going to get hurt. You know, he hasn't proven he can do it. Mahomes has proven he can do it with the big salary. And he's proven he'll take like 70% of market
value.
How
old is Mahomes?
He's Tom Brady. Maybe 28.
Yeah, I think Mahomes is in his late 20s.
Okay, then so the difference is not huge. It's not huge.
He's 29.
Okay, 29.
I mean, the thought would be that, yes, I'll take Daniels over a lot of other guys who might be a little bit better than him because he's on his rookie deal and he has upside. But I have the guy that's proven he can sort of, you know, be a cheat code.
He's 20, yeah. Would you take him over Burrow?
Yes, I would take Daniels over Burrow right now.
So we kind of consider, who would you think the second best quarterback is in the National Football League?
Got to start one right now and have him for the rest of his career.
Yeah, I mean, okay, take Mahomes out of it.
Lamar?
Would you take him over Lamar?
Jaden?
Yeah.
I think so.
To start a team.
Yes. Yeah.
So the only quarterback you wouldn't take him over is Mahomes.
Yeah, definitely Mahomes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of if there's anybody I was forgetting about. But yeah, I think, you know, that's the guy that's proven I can elevate a team with a variety of circumstances. We've turned over my offensive line. You got rid of Tyreek Hill. Sometimes I don't even have good wide receivers.
The clutch factor.
Bad wide receivers come here and we produce. I think there's definitely something to be said for the defense. You know,
yes, 100%. And that does not go talked about enough.
Yeah.
Like, he's got maybe the best defense in football. That does matter.
They've gone from being an offensive juggernaut to a defensive. Yeah.
So now Mahomes is playing quarterback.
They're a defensive team. They're not an offensive team anymore.
No, and he's doing what is asked of him to win said game every single week.
It's time now for What You Drinking and What You Thinking, brought to you by Martin House Brewing. Your phone calls are welcome at 877-881-1053. And we're back with...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here on The Fam. Welcome back, buddies. It's time now for the one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right, at 877-881-1053. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking. Only a couple of rules to the segment. Number one, you got to answer the questions. Number two, you're not operating heavy machinery, which includes a motor vehicle. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. And What You Drinking, What You Thinking is brought to you by Martin House Brewing. Salute to those guys, freshly on board. Crack a cold one for them. Okay, currently I'm drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, and I'm thinking Stephen Jones was just excellent once again with us today. And he pretty much confirmed Dak's going on the IR. I think it's just kind of they're leaving it up to Dak for the timing on it. But he says it's probably no way he can make it back in the four-week time frame. So we'll put him over there and we'll have that roster spot to use in terms of the next 4 weeks and go from there. Obviously a tough, tough situation losing him for that period of time. Yeah, everything I've heard so far, like, you know, Dak wants to try to tough it out, and he's just the exact opposite of things like, you know, the James Jones or you know, whoever, Cowboy Wayne have said things about him. So, you know, salute to everybody involved there, and best of luck to Cooper Rush. I think if he can beat one of the three difficult teams in the next month, you know, Washington, Houston, and Philadelphia, and go 2-2 as the backup once again, then I think Dak comes back for that that Cincinnati game, and who knows, maybe the rest of the league could all get more hurt by then or something. I don't know. Looking for hope any way I can find it. Brian, what you drinking, what you thinking?
Yeah, and it was a pleasure. You mentioned that Martin House is on board with us, and the guys over there dropped us off.
Oh, they did.
Some, and yeah. I'll tell you what, beautiful cans, great designs.
Oh, the designs are brilliant.
Really good beer, this Bock. And I'll tell you what, I'm enjoying one of those from our guys at Martin House. So thank you very much for them coming by and being with us. What I'm thinking is I'm kind of torn because I don't know if I started the film work too early on the draft. You know,
I think you might get burnt out.
No, I'm not worried about burnout. I'm worried about the Cowboy fan that I wonder if we're 50-50 on this. You know, some people have like reached out and said, oh, you can't give up on the season. You can't start that until the season's over, that kind of thing. And yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can understand the Cowboy fan wanting to play it out. But then I could also understand the other side of the Cowboy fan once they saw their quarterback go down.
Yeah.
And really, they have no hope right now that Cooper Rush can, because the defense isn't as good as the last time that Cooper Rush did this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of, I'm kind of torn a little bit because I want to be able to get started on it because I know it's going to be a really important year.
Yeah.
And, but I also want to respect
the listeners,
the listener out there who's like, listen, Brian, I don't need you giving up. I need you to tell me how they're going to beat Philadelphia, how they're going to beat the Texans, how they're going to beat the Commanders.
I don't know how you feel about this, Woolchuck, but I would be torn on whether to let those fans just have their way or let them know that they're all in denial if they're holding out hope for this football season. And I don't know if we should be catering our content to fans in denial, although might not be a bad idea, you know.
Yeah.
So yes, I would say if you believe in the Cowboys right now, congratulations. You are amongst the most passionate and most loyal believers of this football team. Well, Chuck, what are you drinking and what are you thinking?
Well, I've been sipping on some water. I just still have the taste of like the mayo.
the bet payoff.
Yeah. Like that mayo flavor has just not gone away. And it's actually starting to bother me.
Mayonnaise is good.
Yeah. I like mayo, but this is not good. This lingering flavor is not good, and it's kind of just sitting, you know, with the coffee there in my gut. But I am thinking this Cowboy season's Donsky. You know, hey, maybe Cooper Rush can go on some unbelievable run, and then all of a sudden we'll have a conversation of what the hell have they done with the quarterback and how they've evaluated this. And overall, I just don't see that happening. I just don't think the team is very good right now. I think you've got massive issues along the offensive line. You're going through some growing pains. The talent at wide receiver clearly is an issue. That's why they've gone and made a move. The running game is a little bit inconsistent. Maybe if you feed Rico, that'll change a little bit. I don't know. But defensively, you're still just without so many of your best players. You get Micah back, that's going to be a help. But the middle is so bad at defensive tackle. I just don't think it's going to matter. I can understand why you've kind of started looking at some players with the draft. It'd be awesome. I think as a fan, you're always optimistic and hope. It'd be great if you can beat the Eagles and maybe see what can happen. You got a lot of division games left, but I just think it's highly unlikely.
Yes, sir. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has been screening up your phone calls. Yeah. He's ready to tell us what he's drinking and thinking.
I've been drinking water. I got my sage with me. That's, I don't know.
You're good?
Yeah.
Not thinking much?
Well, I am. Yeah. But you guys have all like sporty
okay,
thoughts.
No, tell us the
rest. This is your opportunity.
I don't know, man.
Maybe next week?
I don't know. I do wonder what like Hunter S. Thompson or George Carlin would think about these days and times.
Okay.
That is what's on my mind right now.
Yeah.
It's been on my mind all day, all week, in fact.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. He's some of those old comedians up there on stage talking about this.
Hunter S. Thompson, George Carlin, they were good at Breaking Down Society.
I'm not that familiar with Hunter S. Thompson's work.
Oh, yeah, you got to read that. Good stuff, man.
I mean, some of the George Carlin stuff from the 70s sounds like he could have recorded it this morning.
Yes.
You know, with the stuff he's talking about.
Yeah. He wrote something for, like, I think Sports Illustrated, Playboy. Like, he was just a freelance type of guy.
Yeah.
Read his stuff, man.
Yeah.
Especially, like, he covered the, Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he did a great job at that.
He was a disc jockey, by the way, for like 6 months in Fort Worth one year.
Damn.
On his way, from New York out to Los Angeles. He wanted to be in radio for a while. I randomly listened to a podcast that he did with the guy from the Beatles, George something or another. He hosts a podcast. They talk about old entertainment
George
stuff.
George Martin? The old Beatles producer?
No.
George R.R. Martin.
No, it must have been a different Beatle. Maybe his name wasn't George. Maybe it was Ringo or something.
Well, no, George Martin was the producer of the Beatles. I thought George Harrison would be one of the Beatles, right?
I think I messed up on the George part.
Okay, my bad.
There's a lot of Georges.
George Martin was a producer, I think, of the Beatles.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, at 877-881-1053. I'll get to the bottom of that. But we do need to get to your phone calls. LA Live's coming up here in about 10 minutes. And line one is Polo in Garland. You're in the Nation. Polo, what you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? Like you said, first of all, I'm drinking some Hennessy XO. I think I told y'all my attorney gave it to me last week. I got some Hennessy XO and some sweet tea mixed together. So I try to make my own long line. And I see. Now, Bartus, I got a question for you, buddy, since we're a little bit of old school. You remember the old movie, the original Psycho with Anthony Perkins?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm up here watching Reanimator. It came out in 1985, and as soon as the movie went off, the you know, like the songs go on for a song, you go do 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 do. I'm like, this is the same damn song from Psycho. So Reanimator really just copied Psycho's theme music.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
I love the fact that it was a black and white one though. The Psycho, I mean, that was crazy. They played with your mind on that one.
Great movie.
They played. Yeah,
you know what? After I watched Reanimator, I just got the original Psycho. Now I'm going to watch Menace in Society, you know, for everybody out there. Uh-huh. It's been 31 years. I can't believe it's been that long, but that's one of my favorite movies, Menace in Society. Now, I got a question for you, Gavin, because Tuesday, everybody's watching election and everything. I see California, Oregon, and Washington, they're all still blue. Mm-hmm. What do you think is worse for the next 4 years? Death contract or the new dude we just elected for presidency? Gotta go, bye. I love you guys. Bye.
Dax contract or 47/49? I don't know. That's a good question, Polo. I'll have to think about that over the weekend.
/50/52.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. Yeah.
We're just changing the rules.
Rodeo Ron. Well, they might try. Rodeo Ron's on line two. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Ron, what you drinking? What you thinking?
We're drinking that Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper. And what I'm thinking, Jerry Jones, you should call Donald Trump's campaign manager because they know how to win. Jerry, it's time for you to figure out how to make America's team great again or step aside and end your campaign because just like America said about Kamala, you're not the right person for the job. And remember, if you're not drinking Jim Beam, listen to 105.3 The Fan on the G-Bag Nation with Rodeo Ron. Where the F you at, baby?
Let's go, Ron. Thank you for the call. It opens the line at 877-881-1053. Yeah, you know, Jerry's just in constant best for business mode. And, you know, those politicians, they are for about 3.5 years out of the cycle, but they go for it, you know. And I think Jerry could be inspired by that rodeo. I think that's a good point. Line three is Jake. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Jake?
Well, I just cracked me open a cold Coors Light, but I'm thinking about it. I'm 25 years old. And I ain't seen the Cowboys win jack in my lifetime. And right. I think I'm finally starting to understand old Mikey Bassett. I think I've completely given up on the Cowboys at this point.
There you go.
Thank y'all. Have a good evening.
He's out of there. Jake, heading into the weekend, giving up on the Cowboys, and suddenly Mike is starting to make sense. I think when Mike's Cowboys take start to make sense, you've arrived. Yeah. You've become a man.
Hey, Lucius, this Hunter S. Thompson's fascinating.
He's amazing, dude.
I'm reading this biography thing about him. My gosh, this guy's amazing what he did. Crazy. Crazy stuff.
Great writer.
Great writer.
Stayed hammered most of the time.
That's what he said. He says, no, lifelong use of alcohol and illegal drugs. He said, I hate to advocate drugs, alcohol, and violence or insanity to anybody, but they've always worked for me.
Yeah, he would get blasted and start writing.
He followed the Hell's Angels. That's one of his things. He wrote a story. He wrote, like he spent a year with the Hell's Angels is what he did. And it's a publication in 1967.
Yeah, we'll see if I can find some articles this weekend.
Wow.
For the Dome piece, just read.
But he's from Louisville, Kentucky. Lucius, I see why he did the thing about the Derby, because he's from Kentucky. Was that the thing about it? The whole thing?
Him being from Kentucky?
He's from Kentucky.
No.
Hey, he's from Louisville. That's why maybe I thought he did a story about the Derby.
He was writing about the rich people.
Yeah, that's what he was writing about. Yeah, yeah. I thought so. Yeah.
Fascinating. I'm definitely jumping down that rabbit hole.
I'm already there.
Pull a rabbit out of the head.
I'm already there.
So this guy would just trip balls, drink, and write crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he did.
That's the way to do it.
Bats everywhere. Bats.
Line four is Dominique. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm drinking on me a bottle of water.
Okay.
Nice. And I got a comment and two questions, fellas. My comment is that Mingo trade was one of the worst draft trades I don't know. Draft picks, it was crazy for me.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. And, question is, okay, we got the Eagles coming in this week, right? And Kellen Moore's their offensive coordinator, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
And Mike McCarthy is our offensive coordinator, right? Well, he's calling the offensive plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen if Kellen Moore out coaches Mike McCarthy?
Oh,
and my
on
second
it.
question And my second question is, fellas, I'm turning 34 next week. I don't do much for my birthday. I was wondering if I could get a shout out on the 15th of next week, because I don't do nothing, man. I love y'all. I listen to y'all every day. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that, fellas.
Dominic, we got you down.
Yeah, it's next Friday.
That's next Friday?
Next Friday the 15th, yeah.
Text in as well and remind us just in case.
But yeah, hey, I hope you have a good one, bro. Really, seriously.
I'll put it on my phone. Hopefully I see that calendar alert. We'll get it one way or another. Happy birthday in advance, though, Dominic. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. What you drinking and what you thinking? I thought he nailed that point about the trade. One of the worst, and we didn't like it. Totally agree. Line five is Alan. What you drinking, Alan?
Man, Captain and Coke, how you guys doing?
Let's go. I love it. Sounds like you're getting a Friday started properly.
It's a party, Alan.
We're doing great. What you thinking?
I'm 37 years old. I've been a diehard Cowboys fan, but guess what? I went to Texas Tech, and Mahomes is unstoppable now that they have D-Hop.
Yeah.
You still a Cowboy fan?
Yes. They're second now.
Wow. How about that? How many Tech fans would you say have done that with you?
Well, all the alumni, we all went Chiefs.
Yeah, I can tell you.
You should.
Yeah. We should all be that
lucky. I married
into
a Texas Tech family, Alan, and all of them are Chiefs number two.
And I'm sorry, Lucius, I know you're OU, but, you know, we kind of delivered against Baker over the weekend.
Oh, he's Lucius, Texas.
There no, Lucius goes. Is Texas. Yeah, Lucius is Texas. Yeah. C.A. and Corey are OU.
Corey,
Beeps.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Anyway,
family's from Oklahoma.
Tulsa, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Alan. Opens the line at 877-881-1053. Let's see if we can get through a few more of these before we get to L.A. Live. Family from Oklahoma.
Yes.
Went to UT, right?
Right. Yeah.
Line six is Eduardo. What you drinking? What you thinking, Eduardo?
Hey, man, I am drinking a Modelo Ranch water. If you haven't tried it, please do so. They are phenomenal. Hmm. But secondly, what I'm thinking is I want to follow up on the point you guys made. I want to say it was broadest about these diehard fans. I'm going to choose to use a different word. I'm going to go with gullible fans. Okay. Because if I learned anything this week, it is the fact that, like, yo, we have got to learn some critical thinking in this country. I am tired of, like, us giving the benefit of the doubt to the rich and the powerful just because they made one or two decisions that got them to that position. Because if we think about it, Jerry's done nothing in 30 years. And to follow up on that, at the same time, here we are with, I just saw a meme about the Cowboys starter pack. There was something that looked like some Nike Cortezes, long shorts, a little look to be a bald fade haircut. Yes, Lucius, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, bro.
But at the same time, you know, it's the same thing. We, it's too many of us that do not think enough, and we're just being led down Lord knows where. By these rich and powerful who just blow smoke up our rear. Because we're just going with, trust me, bro, I know what I'm doing. I'm the best GM. I'm the best businessman, all of it, you know. And so I just want to throw it out there to the people. Hey, man, think for yourself. Do some research. And think of others, not just yourself.
Salute.
A big fan, fellas. Keep up the good work.
Salute. There he goes, Eduardo, into your weekend. That Modelo Ranch water's working for you, brother.
Yeah.
That might be your drink.
Keep drinking.
You're dropping knowledge there for us.
Keep going, man. Yeah.
Line seven's Lewis. You're in the nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Lewis?
Man, I am drinking on some water, but I'm smoking on some OG.
Hey!
There you go.
All right. And what you thinking?
And I'm thinking about return on investment and how we're not getting any.
Mm-hmm.
Like every 31 other fan bases get to root for teams, and we're out here rooting for an organization. Like a guy who's told you that we're an organization first. Like we paid for the yacht, we paid for the stadium, and we're getting nothing in return. Like he's telling you, I'm going to give you something that's hopefully good enough to get to the playoffs and get lucky. Like that's ridiculous, right? And I'm thinking about my grandfather who passed away over the summer. He was 56 when the Cowboys won their last Super Bowl. He died at 85.
Yeah.
Like, we may all die before the Cowboys win another Super Bowl, man. This is ridiculous.
Thank you for the call, Lewis. Sounds like another possible Chiefs fan in the making. I don't know. That was ripping his heart out, though.
It was a Dallas touchdown.
It got pretty dark at the end right there.
He did. He got really dark.
I can
dark,
relate. Yeah. Felt like it was a good time to throw it to LA Live.
Shout out to him, though, for finding some OG out here, man.
Yeah.
Some classic OG, bro. What? Some New York Sour Diesels and stuff like that. They don't even have that out here anymore.
Retro week.
Nah, it's like pineapple flip pink burger. You're like, what? Man, come on, man. What is this?
Everyone's going to Taco Bell right now. We're bringing back the classics.
Lost track.
The classics, baby.
Dope Sick Dave, line 8. What you drinking?
Hey guys, I'm drinking ice cold Deja Blue. No, I'm just kidding. I would never drink Deja Blue or carry it in my stadium.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, I don't know what you guys are talking about with the Jonathan Mingo trade. That was a hell of a trade. I mean, what a steal. He was a second round pick last year and we traded a third for him. All of our salary cap is tied up in guys who aren't even playing. We don't need a third round pick. Like, draft picks, that's all we got. Why do we even need him, right? This week, I really think we got it. Jonathan Mingo, 250 on 10 catches, 3 touchdowns with Cooper Rush at the helm. I mean, we got this, guys. No more negativity.
Thank you, Dope Sick Dave. Appreciate that. Needed a pep talk.
We got this, guys.
Get some optimism.
Let's go.
You know? And line 9 is our guy, Ryan. Finish us up, Ryan. What you drinking? What you thinking?
All right. Well, you normally know I drink Jack Daniels and Mountain Dew, but I think tonight I'm going to stick with just the Mountain Dew. Okay. And everybody's already said all you said with the Cowboys, so I'm going to keep off of that. But I'm going to say I just want to give a shout-out to my wife, who's the mother of my 3 beautiful girls. I'm a girl dad.
Let's go.
And I don't know what I was thinking to get in all girls. I don't know. Oh, it's crazy. And they're Latino. They're Latina, too.
So right on.
There's that. Last thing is, one other caller mentioned it, but my birthday is actually the 21st, the same day as Troy Aikman. So if y'all could definitely shout me out, I would really appreciate it as well.
There he goes, Ryan. You got it. Happy birthday to you and Troy Aikman coming up on the 21st. And into the Pimp Cup we go. It's time for LA Live. Here's Lucian.
Somebody on the fan text trying to give me some OG.
Right on.
That's a cop. That's a cop. I got you, LA. Hit me up.
Meet me down there at the McDonald's.
Yeah, meet me down there at the McDonald's. Yeah. There he is. Go.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Conspiracy to acquire cannabis.
Yeah, oh, my God. And I got the text back with my thumbs up and everything. All right, man. Let's get into a Feel Good Friday right after the great Rick James.
But all right, you swear. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
Name, first of all, is that your real name?
Well, if Pope John Paul II was to come here, would you ask him what his real name was?
Well, But you have to, it's an interesting name, Mr. T.
Right, well, I changed it because I wasn't given respect before. You know, people have a tendency to always constantly call a man boy. For what reason, I don't know why. You know, so I changed my name to Mr. T, so the first word out of everybody's mouth would be Mr., the sign of respect.
Now, do you have a first name?
Or first name is Mr. My middle name is that period. My last name is T.
That's the type of energy we on right there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tolo Jay-Z for sending that to me. Shout out to Tolo Jay-Z, bro. You already know the vibes. This is LA Live for Friday, November 8th, 2024. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Oh, my gosh. I hope you enjoy your 48 hours of liberty. Here we are on a rainy Friday. It is raining out there, right? Or am I eyes fooling me?
It is. It's raining.
Yeah, on a rainy Friday. What do you do on rainy days on a weekend? Do you still go out or you kind of like make it a house thing?
Well, being a man from the Northwest where it rains a lot, like you look outside today, this is probably like 65-70% of the days.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm tapping out of that.
Dude. I mean, yeah, you stay inside. You go to restaurants and coffee shops, you know?
Yeah, Broadus is right. You OG it up.
OG.
Just OG it up, man.
I mean, the only blessing is the rain doesn't come down like pouring. Right? So you can kind of walk in the rain if you got stuff to do.
You're still used to it. Yeah. Hey, avoid the law dogs this weekend because the judge will not see you until Monday. That means you will have to sit in the jail cell all weekend, fam. Mm. And you don't know what time Monday. You might miss work Monday. You might have to be there at 6. So just Cut the foolishness out. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. Your emotions get you to crash out. I do not want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW Scanner this weekend, folks. And if you're a Tolo, I don't want to see you in the comments of that DFW Scanner either. I don't want to see it. I'll block you. I promise. In other words, don't crash out like this young man did right here. He's in court looking at the judge face to face, and the judge telling him the truth about jail.
So it appears that you want to go to prison and be passed around for cigarettes.
Monday is Veterans Day?
Monday is Veterans Day.
The judge won't see you until Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. Yeah.
The judge will not see you until Tuesday.
That's right.
Darn, you're 80 hours in there.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. All right, now here's the judge talking to this young man.
So it appears that you want to go to prison and be passed around for cigarettes or dessert.
Jeez.
Because that's what's going to happen to you. Because you're young and they will think you're attractive at the prison. And I'm just being real with you. You understand? And I can tell you right now, your grandparents, your mother probably doesn't have enough money to put on your books so you won't be passed around for ramen noodles, cigarettes, oranges, or whatever at the jail. And it appears to the court that that's what you want to happen to you. Doing all these little crazy little tattoos you got here, trying to be Billy Bad with gang tattoos and everything.
All that extra and carrying on, get you in the jailhouse, get passed around, get them cheeks busted. You don't want that to happen, fam.
Man, that sounds like the most extra judge ever talking to me about doing too much. Do you know that this is the justice system you preside over?
Do you know?
You're sending me to be sodomized knowingly?
You know what's going on and then you're not going to stop it? Yeah.
I mean, that's party law, fam.
I feel you.
You got a felony on you right now, judge. I'm getting my lawyer.
You are always triggered by judges. I love it, dude.
I cannot stand some of these judges, bro.
As long as I've known you, you've been triggered by judges.
Power tripping, dog.
Anytime I have a G back in the day, that's a judge. I'm like, oh yeah, Dawson gonna respond.
Let's see what Dawson has to say
about this one too. And in sad news too about crashing out, man. 25-year-old YouTuber, one stock F30,
crashed his car.
You seen that?
I did.
Gosh, man.
I did.
Yeah, he passed away after crashing his car in Queens, New York.
Boy, it was bad, too.
It was nasty. It was nasty. Dude is super famous. He has some nice cars. I love car culture and car people, all types of cars. I'm all the way into that. He was going over 100 miles per hour. No roll cage in his fancy little old car. No seatbelt on. This is the second time he has crashed that same car. And this time he didn't come on out. So please be careful out there, people. Please be careful. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail.
Please.
If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Dude smoking in the back. I always feel like he's pre-gaming. All right, yeah, we won't do it.
We'll be all right.
G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up this weekend. Even if you just want to chat, I might be around, might be available. At Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is LuciOus. Or you can follow us all at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is the city council meeting. Dude doesn't want people like talking over him while he has his 2 minutes of time. So he just goes off. He goes off on the Church of Scientology. He goes off on the planters that are in the road. I guess you can adopt a planter and decorate it yourself. Anyway, he's upset.
Speaker, could you please remind us of which name you signed up under and the items you'd like to speak to?
I am Defender Vance, all items and public comment.
Okay, so you have 3 minutes for the items and 1 minute for general public comment. Please begin with the items. Go ahead.
Why is everyone always talking when people are speaking?
So, Speaker, this is not on the agenda. You're welcome to talk to it during general if you'd like, but I need you to stick to the agenda.
Item number one.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
I can. I'm going to ask that you don't yell because you can look over here.
I can't hear with them all talking.
Our interpreters... The interpreters are wearing headphones, and if you yell into the microphone, then you could potentially hurt their ears. Thank you.
I'm not going to yell into the microphone.
Go ahead.
I can't hear with everyone talking, so I'm going to be a little louder than them. I'd like to talk on item number one and the use of the
Go system. Ahead.
Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Is that okay?
you're doing a thing about easements here. You're dedicating easement. It's supposed to be part of the environmental thing. What the hell is going on at the Church of Scientology on the easement? Why is there another 250 planters on that easement. Why are you allowing those planters to be on there?
I had to consult the map. Speaker, this is not on the agenda. You also exhausted your one on that item. The location is not anywhere near the Church of Scientology. Jeez. This is your only warning. Please speak to the other items, or I'm going to move you to general.
And you need to stop shouting because you'll injure the person doing translation. So stay on the subject and speak at a reasonable value. Lower than the one you are now.
Jeez, man. Yeah, they get trolled a lot at that LA City Council, but I looked it up. LA City Council is one of the highest city council, like their salary is one of the highest on the planet.
What are they making?
On the planet. About 200K.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll take that gig.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I feel like some of these people are like aspiring actors and they're up there doing bits trying to go viral.
Yes, there's a man with a puppet that comes through.
Okay.
But he's cussing and fussing. There's a lady that she remixes songs.
Okay.
And sings it to them. They're all rolling their eyes just waiting for that 2 minutes to be up. But yeah, there it goes. A long line of just characters coming to tell you how bad you are at your job.
Do their bits.
Yeah, do their bits.
Maybe get booked first stage.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, God.
Find some good talent there.
Oh, hey, Big X the Plug. You guys are familiar with Big X the Plug, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Song went crazy for a Texas Rangers run.
Yeah.
We're from Texas.
I heard it first, and then they, in the fight there with.
Spence walked out.
Errol Spence. Yeah, against Bud.
Definitely. Did y'all know Big X the Plug? He played college football. Did you guys know that?
No.
I can believe it.
He's a super big dude.
Yeah,
very big.
Very, very big. Mm-hmm. Belly, I thought his belly was too big to play college football, but I mean, you know, hey, whatever. Maybe he was younger and slimmer and still a big guy. He says he can play any position on the O-line, the D-line. In high school, he was recruited by the University of Minnesota.
Gophers.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't qualify academically, though.
Oh.
Yeah. So he ended up going to Crown College in Minnesota. And then while he was there, he was getting looked at by D1 schools. And then he got caught with some weed.
Oh, man.
Selling weed on campus. They kicked him out of school.
Might have turned out to be a blessing if it put him on this path.
I mean, look at it. It's working out for you, bro. You had to go through the dark to get to the light. Listen to Big X.
Hey, look, I got one more question, bro. So you play football, right?
Yeah.
What you running a 40, bro?
When I was in high school, I ran like a 5.2.
You ran a 5.2?
As an offensive lineman.
I ain't gonna lie. I seen some of your highlights, bro.
And I was moving.
You was going crazy. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. So don't be sleeping on this.
At 5.2, that's running straight. When you come around that corner,
yeah,
it's a different speed.
What is he talking about, brothers?
It's about pulling.
Okay.
Is what he's talking about. He gets out there in space.
Look at you, bro.
Going around like
that. Boy, Broaddus be knowing.
Yeah.
Boy, Broaddus be knowing some football
this,
stuff.
This Hunter S. Thompson thing, Lucius, is fascinating.
It's great, man.
I can't get out of it. Nice. I can't.
We'll have a full report at 6 o'clock.
I'm in 1975, and he's covering elections and stuff like that. It's crazy. I didn't know this. He covered the thriller in Manila, the fight.
Yes.
Oh. And he was supposed to file a story, and he became so intoxicated. He didn't file it, but he went over there and he was like part of that and all that in 74 and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go back down that rabbit hole this weekend to refresh the old.
I can't stop myself here.
Dome piece. Yeah. No, he's amazing, man.
Yeah.
This dude right here ran into Taylor Swift, which is probably really cool. You're like, wow, my God, that's Taylor Swift right there. I know Walter Barber would love to run into Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
The long torso.
The long torso.
He told you about that as well? Yeah.
It's like, dog, it's her torso, dog.
That's the torso.
It's her torso, dog.
The long torso.
But this man right here ran into Taylor Swift, and he was thinking about his money.
Taylor Swift, can you tell Travis Kelce he f***ed my parlay up the other day?
What happened?
And he was supposed to get 55 yards. He got 53 yards and sat on the bench after that.
What's going on with that?
You're going to have to talk to him when you get home.
I'll punish him for you.
All right, because he's going to go on my parlay next game.
Okay, what do you need him to do next game?
I got to see what's his rating, but pass over. I need over.
One of those weird old passes where it goes like that?
No, he need to go over 55 yards.
Over 55 yards?
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I got you.
She's super nice.
She usually gets forward about
super
that.
She
was super cool about it.
I'll punish him for you.
Yeah. She was super cool about
that. That was awesome. Yeah.
That's how you do that.
Yeah.
Did they play this? They played Monday? When did they play?
They played on Monday night.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're playing Sunday this week against Denver.
Oh, man. Good luck for that dude right there. All right, I'll be Black Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. Go learn about Hunter S. Thompson this weekend.
And watch
some Gore, George Carlin.
Yeah.
All right, I'll holla. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the Jeep Bag Nation. Okay, we got the latest on Dak coming in. Is there an avenue for Trey Lance to play? We'll get thoughts from Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy, who have both been on The Fan today. Highlights of those discussions coming up next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.